We don't have a speaker tonight, so we have the talker, Millie. I'm just so afraid everybody gets so tired of hearing me that I kind of don't do it too often anymore. But this, you know, I'm a Bible thumper. Everybody knows I'm a Bible thumper. Love this Bible, greatest book ever written. I'm so sorry if you don't read it one paragraph at a time, starting with the New Testament. You know, it's just, oh my, it's amazing. It's an amazing book. So, you know, I've been sort of traveling about the country where I get invited to go and have circles and do readings and that sort of thing, you know. So I've had a tremendous, tremendous summer. And I've noticed the draw of likeness in each of these groups. In North Carolina, they're not all of them, but most of them are psychiatrists, psychologists, scientists, you know, that's Ruth's group down there. Not all of them, but most of them have that trend, you know. And each place I go, the groups seem to be of likeness. Oh, isn't that novelty? Oh, wow. You people tracked it here through likeness, you know that, right? That's God's law. Well, I just want to call your attention to, well, look at this. It's Chewy, everybody. Woo-woo! It's that. Oh, look. Oh, he has to sit beside the pretty girls. Paul, he didn't like you, Paul. He wanted to sit beside her. But now here it is. Old Zacharias and Elizabeth are going to have a baby. And you see, we know before we come here what our jobs are. We may decide not to follow because we're given free choice. And we might go out there and decide to dance instead of sing or, you know, dig ditches instead of being president of the United States. We choose when we get down here because we're given free choice. But before we come to the earth, life's everlasting. Be living before you come here. Be living when you leave here. If anybody's new tonight, life's everlasting. So you're living before you came here, and you pick your parents, and in this case, John picked Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they were workers in the church. And so in that day, you named the first child after the father, first boy after the father, so Zacharias should have been John's name. But John is the right name for the energy that came in to be the son of Elizabeth and Zacharias. So an angel came to Zacharias and said, name your son John. Just like you, before you were born, angel would have suggested a vibrational sound that would have been best for you. Now, the parents don't have to listen. They can name you something else, you know. It can get in the middle. Or it can get in the middle instead of the, like Barbara could have been, we don't know. But her parents named her Barbara. What's your middle name?
Lee.
You see, her name maybe should have been Lee. We don't know. We don't know. Who knows, Kevin, who you should have been, honey? But, you know, who knows? But Zacharias listened, and he named his son John. And John had this planned. See, he made that plan over there before they came here, that Jesus Christ would come down as the teacher, and the disciples, they all had it picked out, planned before they came here, same as you had your life planned before you came here. But again, you don't always follow it. But Zacharias agreed with the angel and said, okay, I'll name him John. Well, of course, you know that put him through an awful lot when his son was John. And people of that day did the same thing as they do now, raise their eyebrows and going, I can't believe it. And he looked at Elizabeth, you know, John. Who's John? Well, anyhow, he came down, but the angel not only said, name him John, the angel said he must never touch wine or hard liquor. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even before the birth, and he will persuade many to turn to the Lord his God, and he'll be a man of rugged spirit and power, the prophet of old, like Elijah, the prophet of old. And of course, Jesus Christ later said, if you know what I mean, he is Elijah. he will precede the coming of the Messiah, preparing the people for his arrival. And goes on to tell what all he'll do. Well, actually, to put it in my kind of terms, he came down as the advertising agent for Jesus Christ. Oh, you don't know, oh, me, you know, he'd say, no, no, not me. Why do you see who's coming? He was advertising. So with that thought in mind, they set him out into the woods so that he could study nature, because nature and the woods and the trees and the plants, everything out okay out there. I don't know what that noise was.
Jay?
Okay, so so they didn't want to have people's opinions put upon him, like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that. Oh, you should be bowing five times before you open your mouth, or you should be down on one knee when you pray. You never talk to God unless you got your hands folded, or whatever the case may be. But, so he didn't have any of those opinions put upon him. Now, not that I'm John the Baptist by a far stretch of the word, kids, but I chose to live out in the woods. And the woods are the expression of God. That is the expression of God. You go out in there and you see the law of God, which is like attracts like. Take a look at who you have attracted to. Overall, this room is filled with spiritual people. Maybe not religious, but spiritual people. This room is filled with them. You drew here through likeness. So now you can take a look at yourself and say, look around. Nobody here is going, hey, I'm better than you. Look at me, I'm all dolled up here. Look at me, I'm so, you know what I mean? We're all drew through likeness. Now, is what that besides the size of our nose? No, our energy within. We drew because of the energy within, same as the trees do. Same as the maple tree here turns its leaves, the same as the ones back in Jersey. And birds like to hang together. They like to get in there and just stick together and be really good buddies. And if a huge bird attacks a little one, you'll see all the little ones coming over to help. Have you noticed it? Pay attention to nature and you'll know God. Now, what does that say to us? That says to us, know yourself. Know yourself. And one way you can know yourself, again, is to look around at others. But all of us have a need for balance. Now, if you go out there and hang with the... Oh, that was an interesting sound. Go out and hang with... I'm not even sure. I think it was Lindy. Was that you? You did good, honey. That was a good one. So when we get any one of these out of balance, you have your mental, you have your emotional, you have your physical, you have... God put that right, our fingers right out here to keep us so that we'll know. All right? Mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. One gets off balance, what happens? They're all off balance. Try to go out and hang with a group of angry people. What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you? You're going to take it on. Oh, not me. I've got good control. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Try it. Just try it. Get out there. Go in a room where everybody's angry. What's it do to you? 9 chances out of 10, if you know yourself well enough, it'll expel you before you get too involved. But a lot of us override that. And a lot of us override, and we walk in where we don't even fit. And then we wonder why we're unhappy. We have ourselves so conditioned that we think we all have to be so skinny that, you know, or that we have to all be so tall, or we get so busy in thinking about our physical sometimes that we forget the more important part of us, which is the soul within. that's where we need to really be looking and taking a look at ourselves. And nobody can judge you but you. There is nobody is going to judge you but you. Your God part, which is you inside the flesh. Now, what happens if your mental gets off? It's going to pull something else off, isn't it? Go ahead. What are you laughing about over there, Lindy?
They said get elected.
But she didn't say elected for what? So we need to keep our mental. People spend far more money on doctoring up the flesh, woo, makeup, whatever, than we do the soul within. And that's the part that's going to be with you forever. The flesh will fall off someday. But if your physical gets off, the house that you're living in gets off, what's it going to do? It's going to be hard on the spirit within, as well as the emotional, mental. Mm-hmm. And what happens if your mental and your physical go off? Your material's going to go down, isn't it? Wow. You can't go in and ask for a job even. You don't feel good enough to do that. I don't think they'll want me at that place, so you hang back, you know? This is a divine design that God has set up for us, and it's really nice if we paid attention and really recognize. The way I see things, you know, is kind of in a childish manner, and I like it. I like to be a little childish. I see the spiritual. You keep that plugged in, then these can get off balance, but if you keep that spiritual plugged in, these will gradually get back up, mental, physical, emotional. They'll get back up there and keep balance. Now, if one of them goes off, it's going to pull it all, but if your spiritual goes off, woo, you're in bad shape. Right? So don't you think it'd be nice if we all decided that we wanted to build our spiritual up? And how are you going to build it up? Do what God asks us to do. Love. And you don't run up and hug, maybe like I can't keep my hands off people, so I hug a little more. You don't have to be doing that, but send that love out. There's no shortage. And that'll help bring you back to the balance that you need in order to be mentally, physically, emotionally, and materially healthy. Now, you know, my great desire is to connect spirituality and science. That's where I'm so hungry to connect it. And you know what I have to be? I got to tell you, I have to be really careful what I can feel that I decide I kind of want. I have to be really careful because guess what? Somehow it turns out. Lindy, you notice it? Isn't that interesting? It just pops up. So when I take circles, what happens? All these scientists are popping in. In North Carolina, that is. Other places, it's policemen that pop in. But they draw through likeness, and that's what the circles end up being. They draw through likeness, and that's what my circles end up being. And what a great way to live when you realize that your life is in your hands and you're not a victim. Go ahead and think you're a victim for a while, and what's going to happen to you? What happens to you when you decide you're a victim? Oh, poor me. Go ahead. Just think about it. You don't even have to think a few minutes of what happens. It's going to pull you out of balance, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that a good way to live? Study nature. That's one of the best studies that you can have. If I can get science that does study nature, by the way, if I can get them connected with spirituality, oh, we're going to get some good answers, because They're out there. Do you know what science works with? Nature. I got two heads shaking and agreeing with me. They work with nature. I am thankful for them. Extremely thankful for them. And because we don't want blind belief. And some everybody, please help me keep yourself from going into blind belief and just believing something because somebody told you. Go and test it. And again, I'm quoting the Bible, test it out. No place in that Bible does it tell you just blindly believe. No way. If your emotions go down, what's the first thing to go when your emotions go down? And people don't pull to you, do they? They pull away from you.
Yeah.
Because why? Because like attracts like. And unless you've been hanging with people who are all blue and depressed all the time, well, if you let your emotions go down, then that's who you're going to draw to. But most of you here, your friends are not just depressed all the time. Everybody gets depressed once in a while, don't we? And if you said you didn't, I would have trouble believing you. Because everybody gets depressed once in a while. Nothing wrong with that. But if you stay in that valley, what a shame. When God has put everything here that we could possibly imagine. Go ahead and allow yourself to attract to a group that you don't, where you don't fit. What do we want to say? Do we want to say, let's just say, who wants to get their money without working for it? You know, let me get a gun in my pocket and go out there and let's get a gang together and go out and do a little robbery. Go ahead, picture yourself in that kind of a group for just a little while. You can't trust them, can you? You can trust their word to say, yes, we're buddies, and I'll never tell on you. But guess what? Not so good, is it? Okay? Go ahead and allow yourself. Are you thinking, everybody? Are you thinking what it would be like if you're just hanging out there with a bunch of people who just want to make other people unhappy? How's that feel? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Do you want to expel yourself out and get in with a group where it's just love flowing? With say, for our Wednesday night here, nobody's going to go out and make you come in. The only way you're going to be drawn here is because you want to come to see what you can do for somebody else and make somebody else happy by either smiling at them or giving them a hug or just telling them something nice or, you know, winking and flirting at him like this man out here keeps doing. It's just disgusting. But I'm not going to tell on him. I'm going to keep it quiet. I'll keep his secret. See? I won't tell anybody. I won't tell it. You keep flirting with me. I'll never tell it. But, you know, when you realize that all of this, anything I'm talking about right now is in the Bible. Book that lays on the shelf for years and years without anybody picking it up. Now, what we can do is you can decide, oh, I'm going to fool everybody. And I'm going to go in and there's plenty jokes out there about, you know, the goat pretending he's a horse or vice versa. But we have a lot of people that do that. Pretend they're spiritual when they're not. Because they don't offer their help to anybody. They don't even smile at anybody. They dare you to make them smile. Well, I found this little article. Let me just read this and see what you think. All our businesses out there use John, the advertising agent. But this little story that I found that I think is interesting. It was a certain soap maker who ran out of superlatives to describe the perfection of his product, and he came up with a novel and impressive way to attract customers. He stated, as we couldn't improve our product, we improved the box. We copy that. I'll be doggone, we copy that. Huh? You see those guys out there in their suits when they're looking really good when they want to sell you a product? Guys, mean us girls do. How good they look when they want to sell you a product? They improve the box. Well, anyhow, we can't improve the gospel, but we can improve the box. We can improve ourselves. The gospel has no need to be improved or changed, though the methods of advocating it can be changed and the box can be made anew with a more appealing appearance. But the gospel is carried in earthen boxes. We humans, we're earthen boxes. But we have the treasure in earthen vessels. That's 2 Corinthians 4:7. Now these vessels, if defiled, will be stumbling blocks, but no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way, Romans 14:13. In a reflection on the unattractiveness of a gospel container, a man once said to another, "I can't hear what you say because I see what you do." Oh, we have got those out there a lot. Okay, bring me in your money, or you're not going to get to go to heaven. Bring me your money in here. What do you say? Well, I see what you do, but the world is getting its idea of the preaching by observing the practice. Now, if you have a minister that, I was very sad about a minister once that I saw that was in there preaching a really good, not that I'm an example, kid, so please. But anyhow, follow my example, you'll have all sorts of hugs that people may not want to give you, but you take them anyway. But anyhow, this guy, he couldn't wait to get done his sermon to get out there and grab his cigarettes. He was weak. Had he asked God and really believed that he could ask and receive, he would have been done with those cigarettes, wouldn't he? You don't have to keep smoking if you don't want to. You don't have to keep drinking. Oh, it's an illness. Yes, it's right. And it's been handed down in the family. But how many was able to quit smoking? Anybody want to show me? How many's been able to quit smoking? Woo-hoo-hoo! You decided to do it, didn't you? Okay. Now, wouldn't it have been nice if you'd decided before you started? Then you wouldn't have had that problem. But anyhow, I just threw that in for good measure. But if you defile the box that you're living in, it'll be a stumbling block. But you'll have to put up with it, won't you? But the Bible says, Romans 14, a stumbling block, an occasion to fall in his brother's way. We trip other people when we fall. But it'd be nice if we could just keep our young people from starting on drugs, and then they wouldn't have to stop. Wouldn't that be nice if we could just keep them from starting? Because someday they're going to have to stop. I can't hear what you say because I see what you do. Now, the world is getting its idea of the preaching by observing the practicing. So an awful lot of times the angels are not very happy with, is that our Diane? Is she feeling okay? Oh, work. Oh. I'm cheering for her, honey. She's not feeling good as she should. So everybody cheer for Diane. She's not feeling near as good as she should. And she's got a hard job. Her job's not an easy one, is it, honey? Think about that. No matter what's coming out of your mouth, people are watching you. They're observing. The importance of the container is seen in all businesses. And the more attractive building makes the merchandise it houses more saleable. And a finer and more elegant decor in a restaurant pleases its diners. The reader, since it put that beautiful cover on it, people can hardly pass it up. You decorated that reader up, didn't you? And people can hardly pass it up now. It is absolutely beautiful. I bet every one of you can tell me you've seen the reader with its beautiful cover, right? Yeah? You might have passed it up before, but you see it there now. Shines right out at you. Likewise, the gospel carried by those who live it is impressive. Example is a lesson all can read. What do they read in you? What do they read in you? What do you think? Jim? He doesn't know himself, so how can somebody else, right? Very little, is that what you said?
People see what they're looking for.
Oh, I'd be lost if I couldn't pick on people, wouldn't I? But there's a song. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. There's a song, Janie.